This is the closing market report for Thursday afternoon. We're now joined by Mike Tenora, T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. I know the folks on the East Coast are under the gun at this point in time. However, here in the Midwest, farmers are really thinking about getting started full-fledged in the harvest season. Things look much better in our part of the world. What can you tell me?
Well, they certainly do. And Hurricane Florence and the nice weather that we're having here are directly related. The only way you can get a large hurricane near the U.S. is to have a very large and dry area of upper-level high pressure in the central United States. So that's the reason it's so nice and warm here now. We're seeing temperatures in the 80s across a large area, and it's because of this upper-level high, which has in turn allowed this hurricane to move close to the U.S. So they're both related. The upper-level high is going to linger here for a few more days, all the way into next week. So we'll see some nice and dry weather all the way through about Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of next week. So fairly ideal conditions for corn and soybean harvesting, as well as wheat planting. We will see a little bit of rain as we move through next week, but it doesn't look unusual. So we're not too excited about the potential for wetness problems next week or later this month.
Yeah, turn your attention, speaking of planting, to South America. It's the beginning of their season, just on the very edge. They like to have a little rainfall before they get started, especially in Mato Grosso. What do we know about their situation?
Well, it's a pretty ideal start to the growing season in Brazil. We've seen a little bit of rain over the last couple of weeks. It dried out very recently to allow corn planting to accelerate, but now things are turning wetter. And it's fairly obvious that we're going to have a number of significant rains in central and southern Brazil going forward. So that will turn most of their corn and soybean region wet, at least in the southern half of the growing belt. Those northern areas don't typically receive regular rains until we get into October, but even they're going to see some rain here early. You could argue that their rainy season, which is very important for them because they need that rainy season to initiate to plant, that rainy season is going to start a couple of weeks early the way it looks now. So at this point in time, we don't have too many concerns, or any concerns for that matter, in Brazil. In Argentina, pretty much the same story. They're also going to see some significant rains, but the big difference in Argentina is that we're still seeing some of the effects of that drought from last year. A lot of these areas are still drier than normal over the long term. It's even been pretty dry over the last 30 to 40 days. We are going to see some good rains there, though, over the next 2 weeks. So we think that will at least stabilize their topsoil and subsoil moisture situation. And keep in mind, their wheat crop does need some rain. Wheat is breaking out of dormancy now, is going to be sensitive here in a couple of weeks, and it's pretty dry. So we do need these rains to verify in Argentina.
Speaking of wheat crops, the northern hemisphere, especially parts of Europe, Western and Eastern Europe, were dry this summer. Are they still under those droughty conditions? And what does that say about the beginning of their sowing season for winter overwintering crops?
Well, that's certainly one of our concerns. If you look at the weather pattern across the EU, Russia, and Ukraine, which are a major wheat player and also a major rapeseed player, these areas have not seen much rain for a long time, as you've noted. They're in a drought. The drought has not been breaking appreciably over the last 30 to 40 days, and it's even returned in some fashion to Ukraine and Russia. You might recall that Ukraine and Russia were very dry up until about June. Then they had a lot of rain in July, but it's dried out again, and now they're starting to plant, and planting conditions need more rain. It's just pretty dry there. The same problem exists across the EU, especially France, Germany, and Poland, which is where a lot of these crops are concentrated. They've never fully broken out of that drought from earlier in the summer, and it's been dry, and it looks to stay dry for a while, also unseasonably mild. They do have a little bit of time here to get out of this situation, but once we get beyond October, it turns into winter, and you don't see a lot of growth at that point. So this will be something to watch, and again, right now, there's just not a lot of rain in the forecast.
Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd.
It's Mike Tenora. He is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm Yovai Extension's Todd Gleason.